interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is The Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com. CBS Sports Radio brings you the best in national sports talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
Doug Olivier, Rosanna,
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get you to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is The Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results. And all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Golf with the Masters this year at Geneva National Golf Club in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Recently voted Golf Digest's top 25 Buddy's Golf Trip destinations in America. During select dates in 2015, play two rounds of golf and enjoy an overnight stay at one of their three lodging options for free. The perfect Golf Buddy's package. Take advantage of this special offer and enjoy time on their three legendary courses designed by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Lee Trevino. Also, be sure to treat Dad with their Father's Day golf and apparel specials. For more info on Lake Geneva's premier golf experience, visit GenevaNationalResort.com.
Restore. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. Despite their 4-3 loss to the Indians last night, Kyle Schwarber belted his first homer for Cubs manager Joe Maddon.
Schwarber's had another nice night. Good at bats once again. Opposite field. That's pretty impressive. Continually, every at bat he had is a good at bat. Even he gets struck out on a pitch that was a ball. So, he's had really good at bats.
Cubs now visit the Twins to begin a 3-game series. Kyle Hendricks against Phil Hughes tonight. The White Sox, well, they haven't won in a week. A 7-game losing streak they carry into tonight's game against the Rangers. Texas has won 6 of 10 coming in. Chris Sale opposite Colby Lewis in the opener. Sale leads the majors with 61 strikeouts since May 23rd. Cardinals chairman Bill DeWitt Jr. says the front office officials who allegedly hacked the Houston Astros computers acted roguishly, says the organization investigating the matter. Also, Tigers catcher Victor Martinez off the 15-day DL. He'll be back in Detroit's lineup when they play the Yankees. Elsewhere, Taj Gibson had successful arthroscopic surgery on his left ankle. The Bulls forward can return to basketball activity in an estimated 4 months' time. In golf, Jordan Spieth now 4-under for the day. He's taken the lead at the U.S. Open at 6-under par, Spieth through 8. Dustin Johnson and Henrik Stenson both at 5-under, a stroke behind the pace. Tiger Woods 1-over through 8. He is 11-over for the tournament. Finally, North Carolina has extended basketball coach Roy Williams 2 more years. He'll be on the Tar Heels bench through the 2020 season. Scoreboard update is brought to you by Diamond Dare. Visit them at thediamondare.com. Mayor Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago Park District present Night Out in the Parks, offering more than 1,000 cultural events and activities. For more information, visit nightoutintheparks.com. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on the Score tonight, 6:35. White Sox will take on the Rangers on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you, Jordan, Doug, and Gary Player. Gary Player was terrific. Thank you to our guests today. Adrian Wojnarowski as well. Brad Richards, and he brought the Stanley Cup. And thank you to John Baker, the former Cub, earlier on. I'm looking at a picture right now. I think that is as Canadian as Jason Goff will ever look, says a commenter. He's wearing a Blue Jays hat, and he's standing next to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
That's remarkable. Jay Zawoski, Nick Shepkowski, tremendous job, guys. Kevin Zipak helped as well. Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. And Jordan Burnfield, as I mentioned, had the updates.
Yeah, it was an enjoyable show today. I'm glad we got one in this week. And we go now to the Bud Light Who Needs Who Tavern Tour. No, I'm just messing with you. I always enjoy my time.
He's not messing.
No, I enjoy
today
my time
today was good.
With
I'm glad we go out on a
I'm
good
I'm
going to
whack you.
Yeah. Well, just wait till this weekend.
He doesn't know whether he's Arthur or Martha.
Let's go out to the new...
He doesn't know if he's Arthur or Martha.
Let's go out to the Newport Bar and Grill, 1344 West Southport in Chicago from 1 to 6 p.m. They will be there. The Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour, Boers and Bernstein.
What's when up? Did Gary Player become Bill Walton?
Yeah, it was...
Golf Bill Walton?
America.
Just let him run.
But he was pointed, though. He was pointed and cogent and concise and just hammering away. Yeah, he was just good.
All over the place. Wow. Player? That was really something. Like right out of the gate, bang, there he goes. He's leading at the quarter pole. And yeah. Off he goes, Gary Player.
Yeah, and then Spieg started talking about the Sox again.
Stop doing that.
Then it made me sad. It brought me down off my Gary Player high. I'm just going to go listen to the podcast for the next 20 minutes or so and get that Gary Player high once again.
Gosh.
You know?
I'm wondering, I don't know, Speaks, if you eavesdropped on any of the rain delay conversation that was going on about Kyle Schwarber last night.
I actually did, but go ahead, Speaks.
It was right up, because I was thinking it was right up your alley about the idea of the quantifiable versus the unquantifiable, the tangible versus the intangible. We talked a bit about it yesterday regarding what Joe Sheehan wrote about how he finds it ridiculous that David Ross has a job when he's awful at baseball and there's no justifying keeping him around. It was, what do you call it, a binky for John Lester and using a roster spot.
Wow, I didn't see that. Sheehan went that hard on it.
He made the statistical case. So Len Casper, during the rain delay, had some time to respond to some people who were asking about Schwarber, because Schwarber had already hit the home run, I believe.
Yeah, I had missed it. Jason brought it up earlier. He had thoughts on it earlier.
And
but...
then Sahadev Sharma joined in.
Oh, you're interested.
So it was Lenny and Sahadev and Joe Sheehan, and it was really interesting to hear a rational, reasonable debate where Casper was trying to explain, and he's on this side of it, that Joe Maddon, who you know is Mr. Analytics, believes that Ross has value to a win-now team above and beyond the measurables. That there is an importance to his role in the clubhouse, to his role with the pitching staff, that is just more significant than whatever you would get by finding a way to put Schwarber on the roster.
That is
an intangible argument, even as Schwarber is absolutely raking and would probably still keep raking. I mean, Schwarber can't really catch.
So Joe has assessed a tangible amount. Or he's assessed somewhere in his mind. He has a metric for that kind of stuff.
Right. That's his job.
Yeah.
Right. And that's kind of what you get with him. Well, I just found it really interesting because it wasn't a theoretical case.
Mm-hmm.
This is an actual real case of guy versus guy and one roster spot. And how do you manage this now?
Mm-hmm.
Because what Sheehan said was, look, Ross is 38. So whatever you promised Lester. Whatever Lester wants, inevitably, he's not going to last to the end of the Lester contract. Hell, Lester's not going to last to the end of the Lester contract either. But at some point, this is going to be over. It already cost you Wellington Castillo, who's at worst a league average catcher. So it just something offended Sheehan's sensibilities in just having him there to catch Lester.
Well, Sheehan is as strident as they come still on that particular side of the debate. Although, I mean, you might be able to tell me if he's come back towards the middle at all. You know where I am. And as soon as I got here in 2009, you and I started butting heads on this because I always thought you were
dynamic.
Yeah, I always thought you were too strident on it when the truth for this stuff is in the middle, and I think everybody knows that now. You know what I mean?
Well, I think there's
don't forget the hitting coach.
But see, no, here's the thing. Oh, you're right.
But you can't get rid of guys who can help and say you're doing it because you want to make a locker room a better place or all those things, and then be on the opposite side of this when this argument comes up.
I get what Joe Maddon.
That's what's happening.
But that's the thing. Not only that, but look, I remember when we were all talking about Carmine, and I knew this at the time because I'd been following what was going on in Boston. Carmine, which is the little system that that Theo had built in Boston to, you know, everybody's got this, right? Lou now had it in St. Louis, and now he's got it in Houston, and ground control, they call it in Houston. There's a component in there for character. There's a component.
Makeup. Yes.
Makeup. Makeup and yes, we're makeup, not character, but makeup. And that's why they loved Rizzo. They loved Rizzo as much for his makeup as they did for some of the other stuff.
But that doesn't necessarily apply in this particular case when you're talking about this guy versus this guy for this roster spot, and it's colored by win now.
I got you. So so there's the difference. Carmine is about, you know, projecting the future, and this is about win now. Well, guess what? It still matters in a win now. This is
what Madden apparently thinks.
And this is why Madden is the goods. This is why people who didn't understand why he was getting so much praise maybe see some of it now. He's an analytics guy. He's a shift guy, but he's also a person guy. He's a leader.
He's the best job, I think, of combining all. He is
a relationship guy. There's a reason that he and Frank Kona were 1-2 for the job in Boston way back when, because they both are that kind of person who can take all sides of it and bring it together in a palatable way for players who need both.
Right, but he could still be wrong about this. Keeping Ross could still be the wrong call.
As far as winning this year?
I'll tell you what's going to help make it the wrong call is if he keeps pinch hitting him like he did last night. What the hell is David Ross doing up there? There's a problem with having him on the roster is you might get baited into that.
Even with all that said, and I agree with you on everything you said, it still could end up being a completely valid complaint if Schwarber continues to destroy baseball.
I think that they will decide... It's September, and it might be earlier than that. They carried three catchers. They did it before. They survived it with Welly. That they can find a way to make that work, especially if Schwarber can play left field for you a little bit. So that might happen sooner rather than later that they'll carry all three.
Terry, I want to, before we break up out of here, I want to commend you, my man, because I read your piece today on the station's website, 670score.com, about your dad and the milk truck washing and all those things. And
yes, I did.
While I was reading it, and I promise you this, I thought about my dad. And I remember there was a time in my life where I thought that nothing I was doing was the right thing, you know, when it came to my pops.
Mm-hmm.
And every single day, and I've had conversations with my mom about this, and every single day in my adulthood, there's a moment that I think about the things that he tried to teach me through hard work and, you know, calling me lazy every once in a while and having me clean up the basement when there was nothing wrong with the basement, but just making sure I got down there to do something. The lawn mowing thing, I swear to God, I'm reading it and I'm thinking about the days where I thought, man, I put in a good day's work and I walked my ass in there and my pops was looking at the lawn like, that's what you do? Like, that's right, how you get down?
That's exactly right.
So,
my man,
you don't do it often, but when you do it, it always touches a special place. And I'm not, you know, trying to be all sappy with you or whatever, but
no,
I truly appreciate your piece today, because there is something to be said for, you know, that we interact differently. I'm sure fathers interact differently with their kids.